When FEMA was moved into the Department of Homeland Security, its traditional mission of trying to prepare for and recover from and respond to disasters was subsumed in what became the overall mission of the war against terrorism. Obviously, as a senator from New York, I care deeply about our effectiveness in battling the terrorists, but I think we also can do two things at once, and maybe we need to get back to an independent FEMA agency with leadership that's prepared and experienced in order to be sure that we never, ever see anything like this again in our country.
But surely FEMA has to be able to respond to a terror incident as well, and thus the rationale for putting it in Homeland Security.
Well, but the independence of it doesn't in any way interfere with that. But even some of the people who are in this administration have admitted that the cutbacks in funding, the cutbacks in personnel, the fact that FEMA was no longer seen as a lead agency on anything would interfere with the ability for it to do either of those functions, either in disasters or with respect to a terrorist attack. We need to be able to respond to natural disasters or man-made disasters. And I had great doubts about whether that could happen in the Department of Homeland Security. I was willing to give it the benefit of the doubt, but I think that we've seen clearly that it isn't working. And I'm afraid that if it's not independent, we're going to continue to have this confusion. You know, it's one thing to be a bureaucrat and a presidential appointee who is, doing some job where people's lives are not directly at stake. It's something else, though, when you're on the, the point of the arrow, you have to make the decisions, and that just didn't happen.
Well, would you suggest, then, that the FEMA director, Mike Brown, be fired?
Well, I don't have that, decision. That's up to the president, but certainly...
If you think it's a good idea, would you fire him?
Well, right now, I don't know what that would mean in terms of what we're trying to get accomplished now. We don't want to make a bad situation worse. Obviously, the legislation I'm introducing will require that whoever's in that position have specific, appropriate experience with handling disasters.
Now, you are on record as calling for a Katrina commission, sort of like a 9/11 commission. Is this the time to be calling for those sorts of things right in the wake of this when there are real needs right now? I think a lot of people watching this would say, let's wait a little bit on the blame issue and we can deconstruct this later. We have people in need right now.
Miles... that's why I've called for an independent commission, because I don't think the government should be investigating itself, and I don't think that anybody in the government should be taken away from the important task of dealing with the enormous challenges facing the people along the Gulf Coast. I think we do need an independent commission. I'm always struck when people say that, because it is commonly said. After Pearl Harbor, there was an immediate investigation launched. I think that we've sort of lost track of the fact that this is a government that has to be accountable to the people of our country. This is not a game. This has to be a serious inquiry that people have confidence in that will help us understand what did go wrong. The sooner we know that, the better. We have no idea what Mother Nature or, heaven forbid, the terrorists have in store for us. I, for one, want to know what went wrong, because I don't ever want to see this happen in our country and have people put at risk, have people lose their lives, and have the questions that people were asking me that are so painful and poignant in Houston when I saw them, go without answers for very long.
Is there a simple answer, Senator, to who dropped the ball?
Well, on August 27th, the president signed an emergency declaration at his ranch in Crawford in which he said that it would be an emergency and the federal government would take the lead in coordinating response. I think the buck stops at the federal government. And so let's find out what went wrong from an independent panel of experts, people who understand what should happen, what didn't happen, and let's do it as quickly as possible.